Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. You already know new COVID-19 infections are up, but the number of COVID-19 positive patients in hospitals is nowhere near where it's been in earlier surges. Dr. Timothy Brewer says there are two reasons for that. He's a professor of epidemiology at UCLA. He told KPCC's Air Talk that more of us are vaccinated, and some of us still have natural immunity from a recent COVID-19 infection. That's why the hospital numbers aren't too bad for now.
There is an underlying layer of immunity in the population that is protecting us, but unfortunately, these new sublineages are able to escape the neutralizing antibodies which protect us from infection.
Those sublineages are BA4 and BA5, the Omicron subvariants that are even more infectious. Now, they're gaining ground, and they're the reason why LA County is headed toward high on the CDC's COVID-19 community level tracker. Much of California's already there. LA County could get there by the end of July, stay there for 2 weeks, and indoor face mask rules return. Public health officials say don't wait, mask up indoors now to stay safe. Since we're talking about them, the state says LA County hospitals are caring for 791 COVID-19 positive patients, down 17 from the day before, 225 in Orange County, that's up 25, Riverside County, 149, that's down 4, San Bernardino County, 160 COVID-19 positive patients in hospitals, up 17, All those numbers, though, are far lower than they were back in late January. Well, did you enjoy the fireworks shows last night? No, not the big ones, but the ones staged in cul-de-sacs and alleys by a zillion backyard pyrotechnicians. Well, then how'd you feel about the smoky haze above Southern California this morning? KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says with the first comes the second.
Smoke from fireworks made air quality dangerously bad across most of the Southland. According to Scott Epstein, an expert with the South Coast Air Quality Management District, every July 5th, we have some of the worst air quality that we see all year.
Everybody should take some precautions during periods of unhealthy air, but sensitive individuals, such as the elderly or children or people that have pre-existing heart and lung issues, really need to be extra careful.
Epstein says fireworks emit extremely fine particles into the air that after long-term exposure can even cause premature death. He says you can protect yourself by leaving doors and windows closed at home and wearing an N95 mask when you're outside. To monitor your local air quality, go to aqmd.gov or download the agency's phone app. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
Let's stay with toxic dangers for a moment. The neighborhoods near the old Exide battery recycling plant in Vernon have waited and waited for someone to clean up the lead and other toxic stuff it belched out over the years. California's asked the federal EPA to designate that area a Superfund site to pay for the cleanup. Terry Gonzalez lives near the old Exide plant. She blames it for her family's health problems, but she's worried a Superfund request could slow down a cleanup.
Our needs have not changed, whether it's at state or federal level. What we have to worry about is who's going to actually do the job, who's going to stick with us and clean up the area.
Well, it won't be Exide. It declared bankruptcy in 2020. Cal EPA Secretary Jared Blumenfeld says a Superfund designation could bring in millions of federal dollars to clean up what he calls one of the most toxic lead-contaminated sites in the country. The City of L.A. and L.A. 28, the group that's organizing the 2028 Olympics, have repeatedly promised to share the wealth that the Summer Games are expected to bring in. KPCC's Sharon McNary has more on who will oversee that.
The city will soon form some working groups to ensure that 2028 games bring businesses and jobs to local vendors and workers. The plan to spread Olympic dollars around to local residents who want jobs and to SoCal businesses and merchants, all that relies on working groups to make it happen. The city plans to select members starting in September, drawing on individuals as well as stakeholders from industry, unions, and nonprofit groups. And the outreach to find those people is happening now. To share your take on the Olympics aiding local jobs and merchants, you can send an email to community@la28.org. The committees would launch in January and start work in March. I'm Sharon McNary.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.